You are listening to episode 899. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. I'm so excited to be sharing with you today's meditation technique as we continue to explore this week's theme. And that theme is all about how to use meditation techniques to manage emergency situations. So think of this as your emergency pack, 7 meditation techniques for 7 tense emotions you may experience when you are undergoing any kind of an emergency. So you'll be learning an affirmation to help you manage fear. Fear is one of the most paralyzing emotions you can experience. Emotionally, you can feel frozen as though you're not really sure what to do next. And fear often has to do with the situation you're encountering that's out of your comfort zone, or it just takes you so far away from what's familiar to you that you don't know how to respond. You don't have those familiar reference points to fall back on. It's a new situation, or maybe it's a situation you've been in before and you know what's coming. And so you just feel as though you're not sure how to avoid the fear. And that can feel as though you're stuck. Physiologically, you can feel your breath become shallow. You can feel like you have a pit in your stomach, or that you have butterflies in your stomach, or you can even feel nauseated. You can feel as though your muscles are tense. So this affirmation I'll be sharing with you will help you move past all that. Now, if you want a full guided meditation, I just share the techniques here on the podcast, but if you'd like a guided meditation, as long as a private Facebook group and a journal so you can work your way through each series each week, a journal that's customized specifically for each week's series, as well as a slowdown guide with all the techniques used throughout this series, you can find that over at my website, and that's at sipandom.com. It's sipandom.com. And there you can try my subscription membership site for 2 weeks absolutely free. And I encourage you to head over there if you would like to explore meditation at a deeper level. It actually averages out to 50 cents a day for a full guided meditation, a brand new one every day. Well, onward to your meditation technique for today. The technique, as I mentioned, is an affirmation. And when you use the power of your voice and your intention combined with your willpower, it's amazing how you can shift your emotions. So I'll be sharing with you an affirmation that's one of my most requested affirmations. It's one that people that I work with tell me they get the best results from. And this affirmation, I will say, is in honor of a listener of the podcast, Lindsay. She's been a listener for quite a while now, and I want to read to you an amazing testimonial from Lindsay when she used the affirmation I'll be sharing with you today. So Lindsay, as I mentioned, has been a listener for quite some time, and she especially loves affirmations. And so she happens to live in the part of the United States that gets pummeled by tornadoes. So she lives in the tornado zone. She lives in Oklahoma. So if you are familiar with The Wizard of Oz, you know that Dorothy and Toto, they were in Oklahoma. Well, Lindsay's in Oklahoma. And just a few months ago, she was faced with a category F4. That's a really high category of tornado, literally barreling down the road towards her home. And she's in a private Facebook group that we have going on, and she left this message. She says, "In rural Oklahoma, in shelter with my dogs, F4 tornado on the ground. Instant own breath and affirmation. I am safe. I am sound. All good things come to me as it roars by. Thank you so much for these life-changing techniques. Prayers to the ones whose homes have been destroyed." So for those of us on the Facebook page, at the time that she left this message, we were stunned because this was an in-the-moment, real-time message. And we had been hearing about all the tornadoes touching ground in the Midwest of the U.S. And here we get this message from Lindsay, who has this F4 tornado barreling towards her home. And there's a photo of the tornado right there up the street from where she is. So I just want to let you know that these techniques work, and you can use them in your time of greatest need. And they may just be your saving grace. Now, the instant om breath that I'll be sharing with you tomorrow, that's the breath that Lindsay mentioned. The instant om breath and the affirmation I'm going to share with you right now. So stay tuned for the instant om breath for tomorrow. Now, the affirmation that Lindsay used is one that I share with people often, and it's adapted from an affirmation that I learned at a meditation retreat in Ananda, which is in Northern California. And I believe that this is an affirmation that was originally created by Swami Kriyananda. So I just want to give credit where credit's due, because I've been using this affirmation for so many years that I honestly don't remember exactly who it came from. And I know that it's not exactly as they shared it, but I did adapt it from an affirmation I learned from them. So as you get ready to meditate, or maybe you're walking and listening to these meditations, or lying down, getting ready to sleep, it's all good. You may be feeling butterflies in your stomach right now just listening to me share Lindsay's story. So let's show you now, give you an experience of the power of meditations. Most people do repeat meditations kind of mindlessly, and you've got to put yourself into it when you say the meditation. The more of yourself you can put into it, the more effective is going to be the affirmation. So if you think of a fear you may have right now, you may be going through a situation that makes you a little nervous or has you scared. Just think of that fear. And I want you to repeat the affirmation, putting your whole self into it. So I prefer if you could say the affirmation out loud. So, I am safe. I am sound. All good things come to me. I am safe. I am sound. All good things come to me. So notice how you feel as you repeat it. Now, as I do in the guided meditations I share, right now, you could take this affirmation into your meditation, repeating it, using your voice in different ways, where you speak in your natural speaking voice as you say the affirmation. You could whisper it and even repeat it mentally, silently to yourself. And then as you do so, don't forget to break away from the technique and to go into your meditation, enjoying the beautiful sensations you've created for yourself. Always meditate just to the point where you could go a little bit further, leaving your meditation on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.